Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. This week, I've got a roundup of four galleries, and you've got until October to go and have a look-see. We're going to be talking about exhibitions at the Cape Gallery, Ebony Curated in Cape Town, Rist and Frieda Gallery, and Art at Africa. Let's start with the Cape Gallery, where they have their annual Wildlife 2024 exhibition, and it exposes South Africa to its rich ecological heritage. As we know, we are bordered on three sides by the ocean, and this diverse terrain that we live in supports a variety of plant, bird, and animal life. So the exhibiting artists share their knowledge of the wild places here and beyond and contribute to preserve them. So it's a very, very good exhibition with a very good purpose. In fact, I want to focus on Robert Koch as one of them because his rock art dates back to Neolithic times and the elephant is basically his main emphasis. And it reminds us how things are changing. What's also fascinating is the variety we are looking at, because we're looking at works in painters, watercolorists, works in pastel, drawings, etchings, prints, and sculptures. So it's a diverse range, and it's the annual wildlife exhibition at the Cape Gallery, which ends on the 14th of October. Then at Ebony Curated, Cape Town, they are presenting Modern Masters, and that's their sixth iteration of this show, which happens every year. It's an annual series highlighting modern art from South Africa created before the turn of the century. The exhibition explores multiple artistic mediums, influences, and the distinct visual language from various artists, both well-known and lesser-known. I know that Mark Steyn has focused on two main works, Cecil Scottness and Dumile Fenny. But there are lots of others, and some of the names that just rang for me, like Walter Battis, Deborah Bell, Peter Clark, Robert Hodgins, William Kentridge, wow, Eric Lobsha, Billy Mandindi, Natiel Mokosi, Franz Uda, Douglas Portway, Richard Templeton, Eduardo Villa. So, Modern Masters 6 is truly a celebration of our artistic heritage and opens to the public until the 19th of October. So, do go have a look-see and see what they're up to. Then we move out to Durbanville, the Rist and Frieda Gallery, where Hannes van Sail has an exhibition titled Looking Forward, a selection of figurative studies from 1995 to 2024. So it's a kind of retrospective, and it's also interesting to see the way his work has developed over the time. So the paintings on exhibition are based on real as well as imaginary subjects. So he's exploring the human condition through very expressively painterly means. And as he puts it, most of the artworks lean towards the emotional dark side, but may incorporate irony, touches of humor, as can be seen and observed in the titles which he has chosen, such as Elke Cigarette Meesterstuk and Rembrandt in Africa. And that exhibition closes on the 26th of October, and while you're at Rist and Frieda Gallery, you'd obviously want to go to the Clay Museum as well and see what the current exhibition is on at the Cube. And that is called You Should See Me in a Crown. It's a group exhibition curated by Donovan Meinhardt, so two good reasons to get out to Rist and Frieda and the Clay Museum. And then, here in Cape Town, Art at Africa, there's a solar sculpture exhibition by Olivia Dunkley titled Cosmic Ocean. Olivia unveiled her recent show piece, Sereno, at this exhibition, and she explains that she resides in a cosmic oceanic landscape and serves the guardian of the universe's ocean. That's quite a thing to see, but do have a look at her work, some of which it embraces a sense of humanity and a wish to protect them. So, lots of good reasons to get out to the galleries to see the shows that are running through in October. That's at the Cape Gallery, Ebony Curated Cape Town, Rist and Frieda Gallery and the Clay Museum, and Art at Africa.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture. FMR 101.3.